One of the things I have not done is a day on the road with the Bob Davis podcasts. So I'm beginning the great turn to the west here in Brownsville, McAllen, Texas. Going to take 83 all the way across southeastern and then southwestern Texas, right along the border from here all the way over to El Paso and then New Mexico. And I'm going to just every hour do a quick update to tell you where I am and how fast I'm moving and how far I'm going to go over the next 10, 12 hours or so as I intend to just go ahead and drive west in podcast 971 on the road with the Bob Davis podcasts. Well, before we get started, I got to thank some people for donations at thebobdavispodcast.com for Mobile Podcast Command. Also, I appreciate subscriptions to the Bob Davis Podcast at iTunes. You can also get them on Spotify, lots of other places, but iTunes is the granddaddy. And if you want to subscribe, that's a great place to subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcasts. I appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command via PayPal. You go to the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, you scroll down till you see a picture of Mobile Podcast Command, click donate, and you're good to go. Sue Salomon, thanks for $25. Luis Sandoval, let's see, I've got this on my phone, so I gotta hook it up. $25, really appreciate that. Michael Brecky, $5. And a number of people who have reconnected to me after hearing me on the radio for so many years. So that's really cool. It's one of the great things about this trip. Now, very quickly, I got to mention my guys at 36 and Lynn, the independent refueling station in Minneapolis in the Lynn Lake neighborhood, 36th and Lindale Avenue. They have better deals on fuel because they're an independent refueling station. They can pass the savings on to you. And when you travel, you really are sensitive to the fuel prices. So it's a really good thing. But the other thing that's great about 36 and Lynn is the store, which has all kinds of locally sourced products and great coffee. So you should check it out. And they are also super involved in the community. And that's so important in that part of town in Minneapolis right now. Check out the guys at 36 Lynn on IG. Also Facebook, and stop by and see them. They got food trucks there during the day, all kinds of events. 36th and Lindale Avenue in South Minneapolis, Lynn Lake neighborhood. All right. Let me just sit down here in the driver's seat. It is just about 10 o'clock in the morning. Just finished my networking Zoom call, which was at 7 this morning, and got up at 6. This is an interesting thing. I'm at the Road Ranger just outside of Brownsville, and I came here first, and I had I've been having a lot of connectivity issues with AT&T. I'll just say it. And I think mostly it's because I'm in rural America, and AT&T is just not very good in rural America. So I thought I'd get a better signal if I went to the Walmart. So I went to the Walmart up the road a little bit and got all my stuff together and got ensconced only to be kicked out, which is very odd to have at Walmart. But it's also one of the weird things about the border down here in Texas, especially this Brownsville-Reynosa border where there is so much activity. When you're on the highway, and I came down 77 South, still on 77 South, you're going to see a lot of Border Patrol, and you're going to see Border Patrol checkpoints. And actually, when I got to the Walmart, I was looking at the map, and I see how close Brownsville is to the border, and I thought, did I drive into Mexico? You know, it was a little bit of a concern that somehow I was actually in Mexico, but I wasn't. So we're going to go. You hear a lot about the border. And so this trip, the beginning of this trip, the next 11 or 12 hours or however long I decide to drive, which will be until about probably 4 or 5 o'clock this evening, is going to be along the border, which is fascinating. And I'm not going to do the border observations in this podcast. I'll save that for another podcast. But that's what we're going to do. So it's also, you would not think it would be cold. It really isn't cold. It's cold if you're used to 85 degrees. Yet last night in the afternoon around 4 or 5, it was like 75. or more, depending on where you were. And the sun is very intense down here, even during the winter. But this morning it's kind of cold and I haven't been able really to warm up. I just took a shower at the Road Ranger, got some water. Thank you for letting me stay here tonight with the truckers. And last night with the truckers, and so this is sort of the beginning. And we start by heating the truck up. It's still not really that warm, so we're just going to let the truck warm up, and then head out down this freeway interchange, staying on Route 83 West, and we're going to follow Route 83 West all the way across Texas. So I'll be stopping roughly, or making an entry roughly every hour or so. It's 10:03 right now, 10 o'clock, something like that. And I'll see you guys in about an hour. Well, it's about 11 o'clock, and I just have come across the freeway portion of 83, which takes you all the way across the Brownsville-McKellen Metro, which is huge, to the two-lane 83, which is what I've been trying to get. And of course, here's a Walmart. I want to get over if I can, because I want to go into the Walmart and go to the bathroom. Beautiful day, sunshine, and there's a blimp in the air here right over the Walmart, which is very odd. One of the new type, shall we say, dirigibles. And I'm going to go into the Walmart here and do my business. And probably have, when I come back, I'll probably have a little coffee break. Just because, I'll get a smoothie and have a coffee break and take a little break here. Because this was my objective. I have been, you know, to Far Texas. I've been to McAllen. I've been all through there. The international bridges and everything else. And I really don't need to do that again. So what I wanted to do was get to the end of the road here and get to a Walmart or get someplace, stop, reconnoiter, get everything together, and just pull in and have myself a smoothie and some coffee. So that's what we're going to do here at the Walmart, and maybe dump some garbage, especially since they kicked me out last night. And that's my check-in. It is just about 11 o'clock, so let's go into the Walmart. Switch is off. So, continuing with the 11 o'clock check-in, I got up early this morning because I had the networking thing, and so that's getting up at 6 o'clock, and I had a Clif Bar, so I'm gonna have a smoothie and a little more coffee, and that's kind of a production. Coffee break involves the jet boil. And then I'm gonna have a smoothie. So let's get the coffee going first. And that is kind of a production. We have to get the jet boil out, which is just a nice little, really hot, fast butane stove. I'm using this fuel from Walmart, which does not come, usually you can get jet boil fuel. I don't like the fuel at Walmart, it doesn't smell right. And it also is not as efficient, and it doesn't ignite as easily. So you really got to make sure. But then that benzene, that butane smell, and it's not that great. But there's other many little blessings that come from Walmart. So we won't beat on Walmart too hard. I'm still a little irritated that they kicked me out last night, but I think that's a border thing. I don't think that's a we hate you, because Walmart, you know, for people that are traveling, camping, whatever, Walmart is such a great bet to just hang out in the parking lot all night. And you never really have to worry about any problems because, making some coffee here, because they're usually really secure, so it's great. And then usually there'll be trucks there, so
you get a really good, like a rural Walmart, that's like... That's like a, almost like a campground. You have to boondock. There's no electricity or anything, but still, it's pretty cool. Alright, so we got the coffee made. Just have to wait for the water to boil. And the next step is the smoothie. So for the smoothie, we have to put the coffee stuff up on the other surface, because the surface I'm working on right now is the cooler. So we get the cooler open, and we gotta pull out two things. One, we gotta pull out the eggs. I usually put two eggs in a smoothie. Yes, they're pasteurized, so you can eat them that way. Pull out the milk. In this case, it's almond milk. Add the milk to the line. Get out the maca. I put maca, which is great for energy and it's really good for you. Oops, this is boiling. Now when it's boiling, it sprays water all over everything, which is really, you want to catch it before it boils. I've switched over to something called pea protein, which is my standby smoothie, pea protein. And it doesn't taste that great. This is not flavored or anything. So there's no sugar in it or anything like that. But it's pretty pure protein because it's pea protein. I will tell you that the mushroom powders, Ganoderma, Reishi, whatever, they do have some properties that are really good. They really help with aches and pains and things like that. And so I use as much as I can without going crazy. So while we're brewing the coffee, then we just real quick put the Ninja, plug in the Ninja. We will have a smoothie and we'll have some coffee. And that's our coffee break. Now, one of the other things about travel is that I feel very secure because I have State Farm Insurance on the road, and I've used it more than once. And Kim Nybo Insurance has helped me out on the side of the road a couple of different times with Mobile Podcast Command, and anything can happen, right? And this is why we have insurance. And you see a lot of insurance ads, and they're always funny, and I don't understand why, because what it's all about is customer service. I've often talked about my insurance agents with another company, never heard from them. Was with them for years, never heard from them. Kim Nybo Insurance is not doing that because they are emphasizing customer service, and Kim is great at it. She saved me hundreds of dollars on auto insurance premiums, and she always talks about the things that people can get into. And very quickly, if you are living in the northern tier United States, you know that lakes freeze. But it hasn't been cold enough yet. You got to have a few weeks of below zero weather, and people are going into the lake with their cars, and this is a huge expense. And she always says, keep me on speed dial. Kim Nybo always says, keep me on speed dial this time of the year with your off-road vehicles and trailers and snowmobiles, because she can save you an awful lot of grief, and they're happy to do it. So I'm proud to refer everybody to Kimberly Nybo Insurance, and to endorse, of course, the entire team at the Nybo Agency. They work as hard as I do. They're always on it. In Columbia Heights and Minneapolis, cars, boats, motorcycles, auto, home, property, business, and life. And stay off the lakes until after January. Kim Nybo Insurance, 763-571-6111, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So if you like to help animals, and most people do, then you should understand that inspireandflourish.org, which is going to be with us for a while here on the road, helps animals, and they help the agencies that help animals, because all those agencies that go out and help animals, they need food, they need dog toys, they need cages, they need all kinds of things to make it possible to help, and this is what Inspire and Flourish does. They aren't above rescuing animals on their own as well, but this holiday season, don't forget that inspireandflourish.org is there for those animals that care and love us as well. So send your tax-deductible contribution to inspireandflourish.org. Just go to the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com and look for the banner with the animals, or just inspireandflourish.org. I'm coming into some town, I don't know. It's about noon, and I try to do these updates every hour. It's interesting because I just put oil in the truck and it's running a little smoother, which is great. I'm looking for diesel number two, which is $1.38 a gallon, something like that down here. 43, 243, 230, depending on where you get it. Because I'm of the mind that it's a better fuel than the 185 a gallon or 209 a gallon regular old diesel that people put in their cars. So, but I'm on 83 now. We're done with the freeway. The average speed along this road is somewhere between 40 and 60. And it's just a nice thing to be cruising along here and seeing life. I just saw another one of those big white balloons that appear to be tethered, so I figured out what they are. So we're running along the border here. You can't really see it, but it's along 83, and sometimes it's closer. Sometimes we're closer to the border, and sometimes we're not as close. If you drive through McAllen on Business 83, well, you'll see the wall, and you'll see that there are farms running right up to the border wall. And then there's areas where there is no wall, which I find fascinating. So there's that. And, you know, I don't want to get into it, but one of the things I said I was going to do was run this border and just kind of get in down here and find out what life is like. And coming out of Brownsville, McAllen, particularly the McAllen, you know, it's Best Buy and Walmart and, you know, Target and so forth. Looks like any other community. As the further you get out, the newer the buildings are, because that's where the new building is. And McAllen, Brownsville, these are booming cities. Basically, I hate to use the word booming, but these are vibrant cities along 83. And we're heading into another town, which is Rio something. I forgot the name of it. And in keeping with doing these updates and keeping them at roughly a minute, 2 minutes, it's much more pleasurable to drive along this area. But you do see a lot of Border Patrol. I've mentioned this a couple of times. You see a lot of Texas Department of Safety. And you see those blimps, which are underneath them. They look like barrage balloons. That's the best way for me to describe it. If you've studied World War I or II history, you know what a barrage balloon is. That's what they look like. And they have some kind of pod hanging underneath them, which suggests to me that it's a camera or some other kind of detection device. And they're literally hanging right over the border, so they can get a very clear view of both sides of the border. And I've never seen anything like that before. And I haven't seen anything like that the last time I was down here. So that's it. So we're driving through this town, Rio something, trying to find some kind of a business that has the name of the town on it so I can tell you what it is. But we're coming in, and it's, you know, looks like America. Lots of names like Reynoso and, you know, Garcia, and, you know, just like when you're in Minnesota, you see Johnson and Swedish and Norwegian and Irish names, Murphy and Johnson, and, you know. So that be it for this 12 o'clock noon update down on the border on Route 83 North, which is really 83 West, heading toward Laredo and eventually El Paso and Big Bend National Park.
which is going to be a while, so won't be today. So this is the 1 o'clock update. It's a little after 1 o'clock here. I'm in Zapata, Texas. Backing into the NEP diesel number 2 pump here at the El Tiger food store. And it's tough because I hate backing this thing up in any environment because you worry that you're going to hit someone or something, because I have many times. But I got to back up because I got to get to the diesel 2 pump, and that's what I'm doing. So I'll leave the door open a little bit so you can hear what's going on. Turn everything off. You know, it's funny because this thing will go probably 600 miles, close to that, on one tank of fuel, which is about 50 gallons. I'm at 420 now and about a quarter tank left, so I don't want to push it because I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's like 60 miles to Laredo from here, and I don't know if I'm going to... I got to look at the map, and I don't know if I'm going to stop at Laredo. I'm good. So I might just keep going. And again, I don't want to get too far ahead of schedule, but, you know, I feel good. It's a driving day. You know, we'll talk more about that on the next update. So we just filled up with 38 gallons of diesel 2 at 249 a gallon, which is... So here's the deal with diesel 2. Basically, it's better for long hauls because it's more efficient. And the other thing right now is a lot of this $1.85 fuel, my suspicion is that a lot of it is cheap because it's been sitting around. So you don't want diesel fuel that's been sitting around for a long time, whereas diesel number 2 is formulated for winter driving generally and for long haul driving. So, you know, it says here diesel efficient 219, but that was diesel number 2 and it's 249, so I don't know how you get diesel efficient. But, and then of course I always double check to make sure I have diesel, because I already went through that hell after filling up 100 times or so, you know, at least over the years, putting 35 gallons of gasoline in this thing. Don't want to have that happen again. So it's on the road to Laredo. This is the 1 o'clock update. I'll see you in about an hour or so. Well, we are about 12 miles from Laredo, Texas. This is the 2 o'clock update. And we're just, looks like we're just north of, or just east of Rio Bravo. Makes me think of that John Wayne movie, Rio Bravo. And that's pretty cool. So I've decided what I'm going to do is let the engine run for a little while, which is good for just when you stop to run charge protect for a little while. So I'm going to go in and get myself a taco. Okay. So working my way through Laredo at 3 p.m. This is the 3 p.m. update, and we're heading for... I forgot the name, and I don't know if I can look at this point. So yeah, this is really tough. This is the middle of a traffic jam. So we're gonna go 35, 59, 83 north, rather than taking business 83 through Laredo, which I should do. But that's okay. So Laredo used to be its own independent republic. A lot of people do not know that. It's also, this is the terminus of Route 35, which goes all the way up to Minnesota and terminates somewhere around Duluth, as far as I remember. And we're not gonna get on 35. We're gonna go ahead and go on to 83.
the hell was that? Just a big old dump. Bump. If I didn't hit something or somebody. I find when you travel in the country, you spend a lot of time in the middle of nowhere. Let me put this window up. Driving in cities becomes extremely stressful, especially in this thing. So, what was I going to say? Yeah, Laredo also has and always has had a lot of international trade because of its location, again, right on the border. And these towns have always had lots of international trade going back, you know, 150 or more years. So it's important to point that out. So at 3 p.m., we got about another 2 hours of driving at the most. So we're going to be stopping at the next small town, small city that we come to, or a truck stop nearby. So that's the 3 p.m. update. Let me get back to driving.
Hang on, because I may have to stop here at one of these inspection stations. Yep. And so I want to have the tape rolling so I can hear it
for once.
So I have to put this down just below the surface. Yeah, there you go. Let me get my license out. So what'll happen is you're driving and you have to stop at an inspection station, and they, I don't know what they do, but this is all part of the 35W Laredo, this whole foreign trade thing, but it's also part of the border issue. We're not that far from the border, but we are pretty far from the border. And we have to do this inspection thing here. It's pretty weird. So you just sit. And there's like 15 trucks. And you have to wait for the trucks to be inspected, and then I suppose they talk to us. I don't know. I don't think they're interested too much in what we're doing. But I think what they're really concerned about is whether the trucks have seals and bills of lading and whatever thing they have to have, you know, in terms of numbers documentation that's necessary. So the Border Patrol agent just came out and came around the back of this truck to check the seals. So they're very interested in, I'm sure the ambulance is, he's going to have to open this truck up. You watch. So this is going to be a whole thing. I'm just going to tell him, hey, you know, whatever you need to do, just open up the thing. If we need to open up the cabinets, then we will. How you doing?
Good day.
Thank you, sir. Looking at trucks primarily. Everybody has to stop. But he looked at the ambulance and said, see you later. I don't know what he thinks it's an ambulance or what's the story. So there's your 4 o'clock update.
5 o'clock update. I am... The objective was either a Walmart or a truck stop for the evening. And the sun's going down. I don't want to drive on these country roads late at night. In the summer, you can drive much further, obviously, because you can, you know, you're dealing with this, the light until 10 o'clock or so. This this is a not quite as... you know, you can't drive as far, so it's just about... No, it's almost five. Yeah, it's almost five. So the last update was when I got stopped at the Wunschmajigger. And so now I'm backing into this spot right here. Hopefully I'm not too close to this bush back here.
I am hitting the bush, but that's as good. But let me just check the front and back to make sure we're good here. So that concludes today's driving. That little trip was Brownsville to where I am now, which is Carrizo Springs. So I'm right here at 83, and I'm going to take 277 from here to Eagle Pass. That goes up to Del Rio. Going to jump on 90 at Del Rio and come across 90. And at Marathon, I will go south on 385 to Big Bend National Park. Or I'll go on up to Alpine and come down 118. But why? You know, that's like almost twice as far to the park as 385. So tomorrow I'll start, tonight I'll start investigating what I have to do to get a place at the park. So that little trip is probably, I'm probably not even going to make it tomorrow, because that is, okay, so just think about this for a second. 50, 100, 150, 2, 250. That's 300 miles from here. Think about that. Not to mention 350 miles if you count going down to the park. So if I'm going to drive, if I'm going to get up tomorrow at 8 and drive for a while, you know, I mean, I can certainly cover 350 miles in one day, but do I want to? I think I'll just go into Carrizo Springs in the morning and do some stocking up. So that is basically one day on the road with me. I'll do another entry tonight while I'm making my dinner, which is going to consist of, unless they've got groceries in there, it's going to be some what I've got left in the cooler: spinach, bacon, a couple of eggs, and that'll be on the back of the truck. But I'll tell you what, when you're doing this and you're on the road consistently, you know, people think, oh, you stay in hotels or you stay in campgrounds and, you know, whatever. Not at $50 and $60 a night. You'll go broke doing that, especially if this is what you do. So the whole point is you boondock. You park your truck. You have your electricity in your truck. You have heat in the truck. You have food in the truck. Maybe you have some ability to cook or take showers in the truck, although they have showers at Pilot. I took a shower this morning at the Road Ranger, so I don't need to take a shower tonight. And you park. And the idea is you buy something at the Pilot, or you park in a Walmart parking lot. And the idea is you buy something, you know, at the toilet. What am I saying? You buy something at the... you buy something at the Walmart or the Pilot, and you stay there all night. Yes, I do have a toilet. That's something I put in late at night when I don't want to go back in and go to the bathroom inside the place anymore. So it's just not quite sundown. It's going to be a pleasant sundown. Usually what I do is I lay down and take a nap. So I'll do one more entry before we shut things down. And hanging out at a Pilot truck stop. This is a brand new Pilot truck stop. And I'll be hanging out here rest of the night. I actually bought a really nice salad and some lunch meat. I mean, salami or whatever you want to call it, and some cheese. And that's going to be my dinner, especially after that taco today, which was amazing. Greasy. It was just delicious. So if I want an additional treat, there are some pretty good treats in there. So they have Klondike bars. I might have to go have one of those later on. But I'm going to make some coffee. And once again, say thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, and thanks for donating. I want to talk to inventors. There are many people that invent things, and they're always looking for manufacturers. And I'm going to recommend Mark Corin at Depot Star American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. Mark is an inventor. Depot Star is a great company. They do great work. Visit them online at depotstar.com. That's DepotStar, depotstar.com.
Well, it wouldn't be a Bob Davis podcast without me asking the question, why pay more to print? Because I can't understand it. I used to pay a huge amount for the print cartridges for my laser printer. Cartridge World in Maple Grove ended that dependence on the big box retailers, 30% off of the price of those cartridges compared to big box stores. They're guaranteed to perform as good as new. Ask them about a free printer for businesses, and you can also qualify for free delivery. Again, that's 763-420-6632, 763-420-6632, or click on the Cartridge World banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Why pay more to print? Thanks for listening to Podcast 971, spending the day with me on the road from, gotta look at the map again, it's hard to remember, Carrizo Springs, Texas. Maybe it's not